When I started a series of messages, where did I start from? Can anybody tell me?
Talent.
Huh?
Talent.
Nope.
How shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect
there you
grace
go.
Salvation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really felt like doing that because we need some kind of direction. Where we're going and what we'll have to do to get there and what would separate us in the judgment from the Lord. What would separate us if we let it slip? Mm-hmm. The Bible said in Hebrews the 2nd chapter, therefore we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoke by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? I think that he done a fantastic job. The Bible said he had a lot of disciples following him, but he went out one day and he began to pray to the Father and continued in prayer all night. And the next morning, he called all his disciples unto him. And of them he chose 12. And I think them boys done a fantastic job. Now Judas didn't make it. He betrayed him. But them boys, they set out preaching. And it's continued on down to me and you. And they said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Then I went from there to the talents. There was a man that he come to his servants and give them his goods. Jesus give us his goods when he went away. He gave us a chance to have everlasting life. He delivered unto us the plan of salvation that he bled and died for. Now we know and you know that to one he gave 5 talents, another 2 talents, another 1. And them boys, they went to work. He didn't tell them what to do with the talents, and they went to work, and the one that had 5 gained other 5. The one that had 2 gained other 2. But the one that had 1, the least little talent, he gives unto the servants according to their ability.
Yeah.
He didn't give you something to do and you wasn't able to do it. Yeah. Whatever it was that he gave for you to do, you're able to do it if you don't neglect it. Mm. And he said, Lord, I know that thou was a hard man. He said, I went and digged in the earth and I hid that money. They knew his money. That man didn't make it because he neglected to do anything with it.
Right.
I'm made to believe that we neglect the Lord and we know it. If I neglect the church and the Lord, I know it. I know it. When we have done the best we can do, that's all he asks us. He didn't ask us to do more than we was capable of doing. He didn't ask you to get up here and preach this morning. He gave that job to me. However, he gave me some helpers that will help out once in a while and take the load off of me for just a few times along. And that's a great help. And that's another talent within itself. You're a helper to me. So, and then we went from there. Where'd we go?
Matthew chapter 25.
That's a talent. Mm-hmm. We went to there. We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. So, we're going to go back into Matthew, and I told you that I'd catch you up each time. So, I don't know how far this will go, but have you ever wondered what would separate me? Every one of us knows our life, and we know what we're into and what we're not. But this is what I want you to keep in your mind. What I'm doing, did I feel condemned? Do I feel bad? Is it going to separate me from going to heaven? And we have a chance to correct that. So, I'm going to start off with a very, very familiar scripture. The parable, just before the talents. And then we'll skip the talents and go on down with the rest of it. What would get us into heaven, and what will separate us from heaven? And that'll come up probably next Sunday. But let's go to Matthew. Chapter 25. The 10 virgins. We're familiar with that. But they had a problem. Some of them did. Just like we do today. Some people have a problem. Seem like you can't do nothing with it. But the Bible said this. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all of the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgin came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know, neither the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Now, we're going to stop right there, but we noticed today, and I've heard it preached and preached and preached, and I've familiar scripture, and the Bible said that the kingdom of heaven would be likened unto these people. What hindered those foolish virgins? The Bible called them foolish because they neglected what they was doing. They had the plan of salvation just like The other five, but they neglected. The Bible said we ought to give the earnest heed to the things of which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. That's exactly what happened to these people. They was virgins. They was saved people. And they was looking and waiting for the bridegroom to come. But whenever the bridegroom come, at midnight, there was a cry made, and they all arose. I to trim their lamps. But their lamps had gone out. I'm made to believe hundreds about thousands by multitudes. One day, whenever the Lord rise and come for His people, they going to find out they have neglected the plan of God's salvation. They have neglected so long. They didn't have no way getting things fixed, but they wanted. They said, "Give us your oil." I'm here to tell you today. Listen, I've not got enough salvation in my soul that I could give anybody. Listen, but I can tell you how to get it. I can tell you and warn you. Listen, and we know ourselves. Whether that we have neglected and what area we neglect the house of God or His work. Listen, whenever the Bible said when the bridegroom came, they that was ready, they went in with him and the door was shut. Listen, whenever God stands up to shut the door and we stand outside saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." I thought I was all right, and really I know that our joy of our salvation is not like it ought to be because we have neglected the plan of God's salvation.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't see people with joy. It's good that whenever we run upon one another, we have a smile. Because we have a smile, we have joy in our heart. Listen, we greeting each other with a smile and a friendly hello. Brother, we need to know. We need to work on the things that's going to separate us from going home to be with the Lord. I don't know what you'll have to do. I know what I have to do. Now, we're going to leave this passage of Scripture just for a minute. Preacher, I just don't know. But now, after the 10 virgins and after the talents, the Bible said that they was cast in out of darkness.
Yeah.
Them that neglected the plan of salvation. Let's go on down into the 31st verse. Then the Son of Man, I shall come in the glory with all His holy angels. With Him, then shall He set up on the throne of His glory, and before them shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate the one from the other, as a shepherd from the sheep from the goats, and He shall set the sheep on His right hand, and the goats on His left hand, and the kings then shall the king say unto them on my right hand, "Come ye blessed of my Father. I inherit the kingdom I've prepared for you from the foundation of the world. There's a place I've prepared from the foundation of the world. It's already prepared for me and you. We just got to get there. And later on, I'm going to finish up. I will get you into heaven, and what will separate you in the day of judgment when we stand before Christ face to face and give an account of the things that we've done in this life. The Bible said where it's good or where it's bad, we will give an account. In judgment. We got the word. Jesus died, shed his blood for our sins. He paid a price that we couldn't pay. One thing that we're going to have to do to get there is we're going to have to follow the teachings of the Lord and live upright. And be ready when the bridegroom comes to go in. Listen. You don't want to miss next Sunday. You go ahead and read the rest of the chapter.
Come on now.
It's not a parable. And you'll find out what will separate us. You see, I like to visit. Sometimes I visit more than others. But I like to visit homes. I like to visit the sick. I like to visit. I have even had people saved in prison. And I enjoyed that. Nothing great that I done. I'm just trying to make home one day after a while. My wife, my daughter can't make it for me. Listen, when the Lord says to go somewhere, I have to go. My family, they sick and need me, I go to them. Or my neighbor, I go to them. I know sometimes that Mary gets lonesome at home by herself, and maybe sometimes she don't understand. But one thing she never done is say anything about it. She always bid me to go on, because I want her to do the same thing. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, the bond or the free, or the male or the female.
Right.
You've got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Mm-hmm. My wife has to work out her own salvation. She can't get to heaven on my coattail. Or I ain't going to stump my toe and fall into heaven. It comes by work and faith, working for God. And so there is four midnight cries. Can anybody name? In Exodus 12th chapter, when God said to Moses, he said, you enter in, because tonight I'm going to visit Egypt. And he said, the firstborn, where I see not the blood, I'll pass over where the blood's at. Kill a goat, apply the blood to the doorpost. And when I pass over, I'll pass over the blood.
Yeah.
But there was a great cry at midnight because Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. His little son had to die. And all of his army couldn't stop death. I can imagine Pharaoh's kingdom, soldiers everywhere. And they would have kept me and you out. They would have kept soldiers out. They would have fought a great battle. Mm-hmm. But whenever the fingers of death begin to creep in, there wasn't no stopping it. When death has been pronounced upon me and you, it ain't no stopping it. Nobody but God. So, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. I just read to you about the second midnight cry. The third, anybody know what it was? Paul and Silas, at midnight, they begin to sing praise and pray at midnight. And there was another. I don't like to see it or not. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, preaching unto them, ready to depart on the tomorrow, and continued his message. I think that's a message. Until midnight. 16th chapter of Acts, 7th verse. So, I don't know. I'd hate to see myself, or maybe I'd hate to sit here listening to one of these boys till midnight. But it's needful. It was for a purpose. He was ready to depart. He was ready to go. But for some odd reason, he stayed and preached till midnight. I don't know what'll happen next Sunday, and I don't know how long I'll continue this. But let's be ready. I want you to ask yourself through this week, what would separate me when the chilly fingers of death come to fold me? What am I doing that would be against me in the judgment? I just read to us, it said, when the Son of Man come, all nations, that didn't mean just me and you in Overton County or state of Tennessee. You know, we seem to think a lot of times that we're the only one has salvation. But the Bible said all nations will appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the things we've done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. It's up to us. So I'd like for you to examine yourself. If there's a need, get rid of it. You know what Jesus said? In the closing of Revelation, he said, I, Jesus, have sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the churches. So judgment begins at the house of God. So if it begins at the house of God, what shall the end be to them that obey not the gospel? So you have the few scattered words this morning. And I appreciate you. I love you. Some people say, well, I ain't got much to do, and it wouldn't even matter where I done anything or not. You better believe it matters.
Mm-hmm.
The talent, just the one talent that the Lord give the man. He said, boy, he's got so many. I just got one, so it don't matter. I know he's a hard man, so I just didn't do nothing with it. He was honest. He brought the money back to him. But that separated him because he neglected to do something with it. It may just be your testimony, maybe a song, or your dedication to the church. I don't know. But he's expecting us to do something with what he delivered us to do. So, whether it be to be a seat warmer, praying for our brothers or sisters, well, we can pray for each other and bid each other Godspeed.
Right.
So, if you're saved, you've got a gift.
Yeah.
You've got a talent. You've got something to do.